Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, reading verse 16 through 18. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your temple. And I'm asking that you would somehow help me to preach. Please take care of my throat. Please help me to speak well. And I'm asking that you'd touch the ears of my listeners and their hearts. Please help them to hear the Word of God today. Let it do something in their hearts and lives. And we're careful to give you the glory, the praise, the honor, and all the credit. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, amen. Paul is exhorting those that he's writing to. He's encouraging them. And he's talking about the afflictions that he and the others working with him suffered. He talks about a great many things in this book. He touches on a number of things in this chapter. But what I'd like to talk about today is this verse, verse 16. "But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." We all have afflictions. We all have trials. Some of us occasionally will suffer persecution here in the United States for our faith. But we all have troubles and trials. We all have bills. We all fall short a little bit financially. We all have struggles. We all have things that don't go right. The cares of this life, the struggles of this life. Maybe there's a problem in your family. Maybe you don't get along with the in-laws. Maybe your son's in prison. Maybe whatever. I don't know. But we all have troubles and things that we struggle with. But Paul says that the outer man perishes. We all have troubles and things that would get us down or keep us down or what have you. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. As you walk with the Lord, if you're a Christian, and if you're not one, well, this is your invitation today. Please surrender your heart to God. Get right with Him, and He will take care of you, and He will watch over you. And the things that I talk about today, He will give you. But as we live for the Lord, as we serve Him, as we honor Him, as we study His Word and meditate upon it, and that word meditation, it's not Eastern meditation, like yoga or some other Eastern religion. But the word meditate in this instance, in the Word of God, means to think about, dwell upon, and puzzle out the things of Scripture. When the Bible says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you think about that, that God loves you. If you're in prison today listening, God loves you. If you're in a broken home, God loves you. Whatever your situation, God loves you. If you think about that and meditate upon it, it'll do something in your soul. It'll lift you up. It'll comfort you. You'll have a better outlook on life if you meditate upon the Word of God. But like I said, as Christians, serve the Lord and spend time in prayer. Perhaps we attend church or something. We find the renewing power of the Spirit. Though the bills may be piling up, though you still may not have found the job, though this calamity or that calamity has come upon you, as you walk with God and draw closer to Him, He gives you strength. He renews you. He encourages you. Though the outer man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Think about that. The one that created the earth, the stars, created you and me. It says, he fainteth not, neither is weary. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we don't know if we can take another step. Sometimes the bills or the worries or the troubles are just too much, the sickness just too much, and we feel we're not going to make it. The Bible says that God fainteth not, neither is weary. You can look to God as an anchor and a pillar of strength. You can look to God and depend upon Him, and He will lift you up. In verse 29, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. I'm getting to be an old man. I'm 47. My body doesn't work like it used to when I was half my age. And many of you understand what I mean. But it says that even the youth, teenagers and those in their 20s, maybe even in their 30s, they've got strength in their body. Even those may faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Sometimes life just gets too hard. But verse 31, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Life may be crushing in on you. You may feel there's no hope. You may not know what to do. But if you'll trust in the Lord, if you'll bring your problems and burdens to Him, and as I close the program every week, Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. It's one thing to take your burdens to the Lord, to perhaps get down and pray, but then you get up and you take your burdens back and walk on off with them. You should bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them there. Let God have your troubles. Let Him have your worries and struggles. You see, there's a renewing. There's the strength of God. There's the help of God. And if we'll bring our troubles to God, He will help us. He will lift us up. He will be with us and bear our burdens. He'll be there alongside of us. We've all seen the little plaque with the poem Footprints on it. And I won't quote it, but it says that during the roughest times in our life, there was only one set of footprints. But the answer was that God carried us. Jesus walks beside us, but during the rough times, He carries us. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Your answer is to trust in the Lord. Your answer is to bring your burdens to Him and give them to Him and trust that He'll take them. Trust that He will carry your burdens. Please turn with me to Psalms chapter 34. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I'm sorry if it offends people, but I've found the answer to the questions of life. I've found the answer to the problems that I face. If you get offended, that's too bad. But I know the answer for my problems. I know the answer for your problems. And it's to trust in Jesus Christ. You see, we as Christians, we have something that no one else on the planet has. We have God, the God of the universe, that stands with us and helps us. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. Look at verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. That describes me, this poor man. This man with all his troubles. This man with no strength left. But it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. If you have burdens and troubles, come to God. Call out to Him, and He will save you out of all your troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. God's angels will camp around your life, camp around your house, if you fear God. And those angels will deliver you. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Jumping down to verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. If you live right before God, God will watch you, and he will help you. And when you call out to him, his ears are open to your cry. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And the last verse, verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That's a wonderful psalm, the Psalm of David. I could turn to probably a dozen more psalms and preach the same message, the help and care of God, the comfort of God, the presence and nearness of God. Though the outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
When I face chilling hand of death. Where could I go but to the Lord? Tell me one more time, fellas, where could I go? I need to know,
where could I go
when I
Jesus,
wave your hand.
Jesus with me.
If you know Jesus,
Jesus with me.
Been listening to the Joey Kelly broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.